This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Tuesday morning edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing or how you're doing it, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, Truth Social. We're on Twitter, and we're on Instagram as Captain's America. And don't forget, our website is the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us right now, the chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus, as well as being a retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel, graduate of West Point, we have none other than Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, mon capitan. Good to be with you this morning.
All of that and then some. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Captain, I'm ready.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United, States, of America, and to the republic, for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty, and justice, for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And we get it, and we hope you get it too. We need more of that in the country that we live in. It's a strange, strange world these days, isn't it?
Oh, and getting stranger by the day.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. All right, well, I got to talk about, as a firefighter, I got to talk about the obvious. We have a tremendous wildfire that started near the Yosemite National Park, which is being fueled by the drought and plenty of debris to keep it burning. High temperatures also, it's become the most extensive burning of California in many years. Again, they're setting records out there. And since Friday, what's being called the Oak Fire has burned nearly 17,000 acres and forced 3,000 people to flee their homes. Now, though the fire slowed a little bit on Sunday, thousands of buildings remain at risk. And where's California's Governor Gavin Newsom, you say? Well, he declared a state of emergency from the East Coast, activating several agencies to respond to the blaze. Now, the latest fire comes as firefighters battle the nearby Washburn Fire, which threatened a grove of giant sequoias, and it's over 80% contained right now, having burned for the past 2 weeks. Now, as climate change causes warmer temperatures, and Al Gore's on TV saying that climate change is causing these fires, I'm sure that that's serving to help a lot. In the meantime, 65 million Americans faced extreme heat warnings on Monday, with temperatures expected to cool a little bit in the Northeast with the rain that's up there. But remain dangerously high in parts of the South and Pacific Northwest.
Yeah, and Captain said, well, of course, I just came back from vacationing up there in the Northwest. And so yeah, it was warm at the lower elevations for doggone sure, and that's that way all over the country. But this seems to be a story year in and year out. And, you know, there's a lot of finger-pointing about where this and all that is. But, you know, that Gavin Newsom, I think he made that announcement you were talking about, that declaration of emergency from the East Coast, in between measuring the Oval Office for drinks.
Yeah, I think you're right. It was definitely, the decision was definitely made on the East Coast, not in California.
I mean, so many know that the writing on is on the wall for here in a couple months in November, that everybody is largely ineptly trying to set the stage for 2024. And even that's not playing well, because you can't escape the present and try to project into the future. And then, boy, it doesn't help with folks like Al Gore, who every time he speaks, I think even a left, they just cringe a little bit when he's going to make a comment, because, you know, he's got that old foot and mouth disease. What one time used to sell to a larger segment of the population has become tired and worn and more aggravating than useful to even the folks that that may agree with him on, you know, the man-made cause of global warming and all that, despite the fact that many of the things that the left is doing is contributing to all the symptoms and causes. And, of course, the wildfires out west, particularly in California, have very much to do with kind of the ill-considered measures that were taken there and failure to look ahead for that. And of course, we lose sight of that.
Yep, and double yep. By the way, we now know that the Russians and their gas company called Gazprom is preparing to cut gas through the Nord Stream number one pipeline by 20% capacity in the next month or two.
Yeah, and that's primarily targeted, of course, you know, main user Germany. And that's interesting. I mean, there's a lot of things. You know, this Ukrainian conflict is going to be never ending. I see no end in sight in the short, mid, or long term right now. But yeah, it is. I mean, you couple that with the chief diplomat for Russia coming out and saying that Zelensky's got to go. You combine other things, that it's not a good news story, but it's not surprising.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Yet more with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, here's the right after this. It's called me telling you about Moss Family Automotive, and in particular Moss Nissan, and also the brand spanking new Moss Nissan in Brooksville store that's going to open, we think, sometime around the end of September. Maybe sooner than that, but that's what they're shooting for at the moment. There's still a lot of things that need to be done. The building is done. The parking lot is done. But they gotta get the inside, taken care of so they can put all the help in there and get the car. And by the way, you want to talk about a modern place, a modern air conditioned, mechanics bay and showroom and all that stuff? This is it. I mean, this is just it. Unbelievably gorgeous. But you can't beat the selection at Moss. Over 500 new and pre-owned vehicles all the time. And, of course, their dealerships, Crystal River, the flagship store, Newport Richey, 1954, Nissan and Acura together on Florida Avenue in Tampa, side by side. And then, of course, we've got the all-new Moss Nissan coming in Brooksville, which is going to be on State Route 50, right there, just before you get to the Veterans Expressway on the south side of the road. So it'll be very easy to get there. And we're looking forward to doing the grand opening. And we're going to have a live broadcast there. So it's going to be a lot of fun, for sure. And you'll be seeing us up there a fair amount of time in the Brooksville area for our listeners that live up there. And it'll be nice to get back and say howdy, howdy to my friends in Brooksville, where I was on the air for a number of years up there. Now, the other thing is, don't forget, Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. That's the website. Go over there, tell them the captain sent you, and that'll open the door for some more stuff. All right, back to United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus, and the host of a program called Military Matters, right?
That'd be right, Captain.
Okay. Now, not to be outdone, but Ron DeSantis is turning Florida more red by being Ron DeSantis. And the Democrats are beside themselves. They're trying every which way to trash our great governor, probably the best governor on the planet, and it's not working. It's backfiring. I hope Charlie Crist keeps running his mouth, because all he's doing is alienating more people.
Yeah, I've seen the television ad that Crist has put out, and he's so obsequious. Crist is. It's just amazing. It's almost like, is this guy paying any attention to what's really going on in the world and what's going on in Florida? You know, I've been a Ron DeSantis fan since I moved here 4 years ago. In fact, I made a point when I moved down from Georgia to quickly register so that I could vote in that election and vote mm-hmm. for him amongst others in the state of Florida, having followed him from Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
But I will tell you, I was a big fan of, you know, the South Dakota's governor, Texas governor. But I got to tell you, as time goes on, I am increasingly becoming enamored of my governor, our governor, Ron DeSantis, because he is the real deal, and he's never was a huge great speaker, and so many of them, but he says the right thing at the right time, and so he's pretty dang smart about doing that, and so that is why the left and Democrats are worried, and that's why you see this pairing looking ahead to 2024 of Ron DeSantis versus that other guy we're talking about from California, Newsom, increasingly, because, I mean, the Democrats are scurrying to see, looking beyond the losses in November that they're going to experience, to say, how can we recoup and recover, and how on earth can we come up with somebody that has a chance in Hades of taking on the likes of any one of any Republicans, include President Donald Trump,
mm-hmm.
Should he decide to announce the run, but any number of others. And then you look at the laundry list of those on a Democratic slate, what a sad array of folks. If Buttigieg is up at the top, towards the top of that list after Biden and the Vice President Kamala Harris, whoa, that does not bode well for the Democrats, but hopefully, knock on wood, it bodes well for the nation.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, because the Democrats have started their presidential rankings right off their website. So here's the top 10, starting with 10 and going up to number 1. Number 10 at the moment is AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She's number 10. Number 9 is the governor of North Carolina, Roy Cooper. Number 8 is the Wicked Witch of the Mideast. Midwest of the United States. Gretchen Whitmer, the Democratic governor of Michigan, she's ranked number 8. The California governor, Gavin Newsom, is ranked number 7. Senator Bernie Sanders is number 6. And number 5 happens to be Senator Elizabeth Warren. That's the school teacher, I guess. Senator Amy Klobuchar from Minnesota is number 4. Vice President Kamala Harris is currently ranked number 3. At number 2, we've got the Secretary of Transportation, Pete Buttigieg. And then, of course, the top spot, if he decides to run, is Sleepy Joe Biden.
Captain, surely you didn't take this off a Democratic website. Surely this came from Babylon B.
No.
It had to have been.
No.
That is... You got a whole finale of dismally failed candidates from previous elections and folks that whose approval ratings are at or below that of the president.
30%.
I know you did take it from the Democrat source, but it makes you scratch your head and think, what are they thinking, or are they thinking?
Well, they're not. That's the whole point. I don't care. Keep on keeping on. You know what I mean?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, do us some favors, would you?
Yeah. Now, we need to talk about something military when it comes to the Ukraine. The Ukraine military definitely needs all the help they can get. They've used a lot of their missiles, their anti-tank missiles and their anti-aircraft missiles, so they need more of those. They're going to get them, I understand. However, they still want aircraft so they can fly them. And I think that's going to happen because I keep getting reports, and I don't know about you, I keep getting reports of foreign pilots that are on U.S. soil learning how to fly some of our aircraft, say, out there in Arizona.
Yeah, well, the Department of Defense yesterday, they talked about that specifically, and of course, the contending about the dribs and drabs of support. It ought to be primarily coming from Europe, but we're shouldering the burden for this. But they stated that the aircraft really could not be counted on, that support could be counted on in short and midterm, but it was mainly a thing to help in the long term post-Ukraine-Russian war. Now, whether events drive that timeline or that prospective timeline to change, I don't know. And, of course, it's got to start somewhere. So, training here in the United States, that's always true. We have foreign nations training all the time, to include Ukraine. Even back decades ago, I had Ukrainians that I was actually teaching to be infantry company commanders and the like. But we'll see. Events can change. Things can change. Resources can change. We certainly don't have the resources to pile all this stuff continually, pile this stuff in and put ourselves at the mercy of the real threat to our national security, which remains China, which the left and the Democrats want very badly, not because all discussion about China inevitably leads to discussions about Hunter Biden and the President Biden's involvement in it.
All right. Well, Colonel, we're getting close to the end of the segment here, and I've got one of our political figures coming on here in the next segment, Jackie Toledo. But I want you to tell everybody about your organization, the Republican Liberty Caucus.
Yeah, we got a lot going on because it's election year, both here locally and in the state and the nation. I'm chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus, and we're actually hosting a statewide event on the 24th of September. We're going to honor Constitution Day the week after, but that's going to be a great event. We've got Congressman Byron Donalds. We've got the guy who will likely be elected to Congress. He's current state representative, Anthony Sabatini, and others will be on that. So I look forward to it. Look us up.
And I'll be there. All right. That is retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, Manatee County Liberty Caucus, also the host of Military Matters. And the colonel has got his own little following right now here since he's been on the program as a regular. And I'll be right back with Jackie Toledo. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
If a person is paid on a salary, they have just lost an entire month of work for free because of the Biden administration.
House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, this is Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is now trying to say that two negative quarters of economic growth is not a technical definition of a recession. New economic numbers are set to be released Thursday. President Biden is pushing the Senate and House to pass a bill aimed at boosting computer chip production in the United States. the president meeting with CEOs and labor union leaders remotely at the White House, Biden adding that a Made in America stamp should be on semiconductors. The bill is currently before the Senate. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All righty. Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. Remember, to find out what I found out 8 years ago, go over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Take a look at the 1995 three-week quick start, because if you're trying to get rid of the general muscle aches and pain that you have, if you're trying to get rid of the back pain, the neck pain, the shoulder pain, the hip pain, the knee pain, maybe you've got arthritis or bursitis, and you know what I'm talking about if you've got that, this is a product that will help you, plain and simple. 1995, relieffactor.com/captain. All right, joining us right now, running for Congress in the 15th district, we have Jackie Toledo. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Matt. Thanks for having me.
Yes, ma'am. And you've been out and about knocking on a whole bunch of doors and going to different places. And tell us about what you're finding out there in the community.
The number one concern that everyone has right now is the inflation. It's unsustainable, the cost of gas and groceries. I mean, people are worried about the future, and they should be, because under Biden, there's no leadership. So we've got to win our country back in November, and that's what I'm planning on doing.
Well, you're absolutely correct with that, because I'm going to go over here to some place that people don't like to hear about, but here we go. This is called the oil prices for the day. Now, gasoline was cruising along, and it dropped down, and I saw it yesterday for $3.66 a gallon in Largo.
Wow, that's unbelievable. And, but, you know, it's certainly.
But here's the bad part. It's not going to stay there, because the price of gasoline took another shot and up it went. And it's now, let's see, the wholesale price coming out of the refinery, $3.37 a gallon. That's 15 cents higher than what it was the day before.
Right. And it's all because of Biden's failed policy.
You bet.
And And that's what we need to work on, is becoming energy independent again, and open up the Keystone Pipeline and start drilling. I mean, we have the reserves in our country to satisfy what we need and not have to depend on foreign oil, not have to beg anyone. You know, that is ridiculous that we have to do that. And certainly that's because of Biden, and we will stop that as soon as we win our the majority back.
Now, we've got to make an announcement right here, right now, so I'd get the trumpets out if I could, but I can't find them. So you got a special endorsement from some special people over the weekend. You want to tell the audience about it?
Yes, I'm super excited about the endorsement from Turning Point Action. They're the group that is represents the next generation of conservative voters, the young group by Charlie Kirk's group. And they were here over the weekend with their Student Action Summit, and I received the endorsement. And I was very proud because, again, this room was full of energy and hope for our country, and they know we're going to be winning our country back. So this is very exciting to me, and I was honored to receive this endorsement.
Yeah, and it's very good to see a bunch of young people, you know, that are well-mannered, well-dressed. They don't act like a bunch of fools, like that group out there with the Nazi flags and all that, but we don't need to go there. But when they pull that stuff out, that's it. They're done.
Absolutely, and they love our country, and they appreciate our Constitution. They fight for our rights. They understand what's at risk. So it was very hopeful for me for our future that they were out there, you know, concerned about our future, mm-hmm. but hopeful that we're going to turn this ship around.
All right, well, let's tell the people a little bit more about you while we have some time to do it right here. You're a business owner, correct? You are an engineer, right?
Yes, that's correct.
And I don't mean engineer on a train.
No.
All right. Now, you've got 6 years of previous experience. You were in the Florida legislature, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, so you know the way that works. And here's the big thing a lot of people probably don't know. You legally immigrated to the United States of America.
Yes, that's right. And I think that's important because what we're seeing at our borders, which is unacceptable, is this illegal immigration, which is unsustainable. My parents and I came here legally. They were separated from me for 2 years so that they can ask for permission. And we need to secure our borders. I mean, no other country has open borders like we do, and I will be a person who, again, immigrated here legally that will be able to speak about that, that it's not fair, it is not something that we should allow, and certainly, again, at the borders we have fentanyl, we have human trafficking, which is an issue I've been championing against for many years. That is all coming through our border. So we have got, that is day one, we have to secure our borders.
Now, you're the single mother of five, and you also have a son that's serving in the 10th Mountain Division, stationed up at northern New York, right there along the St. Lawrence River.
Well, he's, yes, I'm very proud of Sam, and he just came back from a deployment, and certainly we have to protect our military and do everything that we can. I was chair of the Veteran Affairs Committee in the Florida House, and I feel like in Florida we're the most vet-friendly state in the country, and we will continue to do what we can for our veterans. And as I'm knocking on doors, too, I'm listening to the things that we can do for our veterans. And again, my son is serving, and I'm very proud of him, but very terrifying to see him be deployed, especially under Biden. Who can, you never know what he's going to do. So that's something that I think every person who served, thank you, Matt, too, for your service as well.
Well, you're welcome. And one of the things that we need to do is we need to stand up not only for our veterans but for our first responders, because they are the lifeline, and we rely on them to keep us free and safe. And a lot of people have a misconception of, well, we don't need the police, and they don't need this, and we're going to defund it. Not on my watch, or yours either.
Absolutely not. And all those benefits that they give to illegals should not go to them. It should go more towards our veterans and our first responders. So I'm for taking away anything that are given to illegals that should not be in this country.
Right, and we still got problems. I hate to say this, we still got problems in the Veterans Administration that are there all after all these years and all the problems they've had. They've still got problems. They can't quite get it to that final niche where they get it all fixed and working the way it's supposed to be. But I know you'll do what you can to get that taken care of.
Sadly, you're right, and that's one thing I look forward to working on and figuring out. And as an engineer, I figure out problems and I fix them. I don't just talk about how to fix them. I actually get it done. So that's what I plan on doing in D.C. is working hard, getting it done, mm-hmm. finding out the problems, and fixing them.
And what is something that most people don't know about the federal government, especially when it comes to energy?
I think that most people don't realize that we have the resources, that sustainable resources to be energy dominant. And I think we need to get back to that point where we're, you know, exporting mm-hmm. oil, and that's what we were a couple years ago. We need to be selling to Germany instead of them relying on Russia. You know, they're that bully that's, you know, trying to control everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we definitely need to get back to that point where we're exporting.
Now, I believe you said that you might be joining us for lunch today at Mission Barbecue.
Yes, I'm going to make it today. So I hope to see everyone there.
Okay. Well, if you want to meet Jackie Toledo and listen to what she has to say, we'll be over at Mission Barbecue on West Waters, which is just north of the airport, east of the Veterans Expressway. I believe it's, let's see, one, two. It would be the third traffic light down right on that corner. You can't miss it. You'll see the big deuce and a half out front, the Mission Barbecue, big old American flag up in the air, and we look forward to seeing you today. Now, we've got just a little bit of time left. Give us a website, how people can check you out.
Sure. My website is JackieToledo.com, and my social media handle is JackieToledo4 Congress. But I also like to give out my cell phone number if anyone has any questions. It's 813-215-8435.
Well, I thank you very much, and we look forward to seeing you for lunch today. And I know we're going to have a very enthusiastic group there to talk to you.
God bless you, and please vote Jackie Toledo for Congress on August 23rd.
You betcha. You have a great day, and I'll see you for lunch.
Thank you.
Okay, Jackie Toledo, everybody, running for Congress, Florida 15. Check her out. You'll be glad you did. I'll tell you that right now. Okay, I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
All right, folks. Welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch, Tuesday morning edition. And this final segment is brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Now, for you folks listening to us around the country, maybe you got some blinds, some shades, some shutters that need some work. Maybe you need a part or two to make something work. Well, here's your answer to that problem. It's called Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Now, you can give them a call at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And tell them what it is that you need. Talk to them over the phone. Talk to an expert, and they'll be able to help you out. If it's parts you need, you got it. If you need to order something new, they got that too. They'll send it right along to you. Because all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A., and they happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer too. Now, they're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh down here in Sarasota. And don't forget, they've been in business a long time. Great people, do a great job. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Again, that phone number, 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, time for the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. And here we go.
If the United States is to be great again, she must return to and exercise the principles that made her the one-time envy of the world. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, being brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. Despite every imperfection America's constant critics can complain about, the Founding Fathers formed the greatest example of government ever conceived and implemented. It was a government and nation based upon the convictions set forth in the Declaration of Independence and creation of the Constitution and the unalienable rights endowed by our Holy Creator. The future of our Republic was based upon such wise literature as the Federalist Papers, the Law of Nations, the common sense of governing a representative republic, and also the wisdom of God's holy word in the Bible. Hopefully, before it's too late, which could be very soon, considering our wide-open borders and the multifaceted leftist effort to destroy the United States from within, that we will gather our wits, seek God's wisdom, and in the effort to repair the damage while seeking His forgiveness for what hath been wrought. I'm Ron Edwards. Brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. To find out where and when to find the Ron Edwards American Experience, go to theronedwards.com.
Ron Edwards, the new voice of America.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
Now, let me tell you about Constitutional Grounds Coffee. I got my coffee yesterday, and you could... I'm sure it was killing the postman. You could smell that coffee when he pulled in with the truck. And his little Jeep. And I'm telling you, I was laughing. He says, I bet you don't know what's in here, do you? I says, oh, yeah, I know what's in there. Believe me, I can smell it. You've probably been smelling it for the last hour or so. He says, as a matter of fact, I have. He says, it smells good. And so I gave him the little card, and I says, here you go. This is what it is, and this is where you get it. So we may have another new happy customer. But let me do what I do here, because right here is my Tervis tumbler. Mm. And by the way, that cup was given to me for my birthday by my buddy Dominic from Dominic's Blinds. And Dominic, I still got that cup. Thank you so very much for giving me that. But anyway, that's coffee, iced coffee. I love it. I drink it at night. And yes, it's Constitutional Grounds Coffee. Now, you can go to the website, theronedwards.com, theronedwards.com. You'll see the display there that's made up. Order it right off there. Constitutional Grounds is the coffee you want in your cup. I'm not fooling when I say that. I mean it. It is great stuff if you like good coffee. And I'm sure you like good coffee. You wouldn't be listening to us because you're probably sitting there sipping a cup of coffee as you're doing what you're doing. Now, not to be outdone, we've got a lot of stuff we've talked about over the past several months about this inflation tax that the government was talking about. You know, it's not, inflation's not a tax, it's not this, it's not that. Well, what in the hell would you call it other than that? Now, adjusted earnings, costs going up, supplies in short demand, some things not available at all, and the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas put out an ugly report on its survey of Texas manufacturers. Now, the index for general business actually turned negative back in April, and has had a negative reading each month since. In June, the index improved to a negative 17.7 from the May reading of negative 26. Economists had penciled in a further improvement to around negative 12. Instead, the index fell to a negative 22.2. This is the longest running streak of negative readings since the 2008-2009 global financial crisis. Now, new orders index remained negative at minus 9.2, even worse than the minus 7.3 reading in June, suggesting a further decrease in demand. And what you're going to see stores doing, because they've got all kinds of supplies building up, is you're going to see some big-time sales out there. And I'm not talking about back-to-school sales. I'm talking about sales. Just throw a bunch of stuff up there and mark the prices down 10%, 20%, whatever. That's going to happen. Because you can forget about recession. We're now in Biden-pression. President Joe Biden's White House desperately just does not want Americans to think that we are in a recession. Even if the U.S. economy contracted for two straight quarters this year and is working on a third. The administration argued over the weekend, and foolishly so, that a technical recession does not count as a real, honest-to-goodness economic recession. Oh, really? Tell that to the people in their wallets. You don't see any signs of it now, but a recession is a broad-based contraction that affects many sectors of the economy. Janet Yellen said, well, we just don't have any of that right now. Janet, you need to get out more often. It's there. It's there. And this guy, Deese, the whatever he is, let's see here, the White House National Economic Council Director, Brian Deese, argued that a second consecutive quarter of negative GDP growth was technically not a recession. Well, you better go back, Brian, and look at the definition of what a recession is. You better go back and look it up. Because you got it wrong. But they don't care. They'll stand right there and they'll look you square in the eye and they will lie to you. This is what Democrats do. This is why, if you want things to get better, and we all do, you got to vote these bums out of office and start over. You got to. The country needs you. We can't afford this. We cannot afford this. And for the sake of the country, and the sake of your own peace of mind, and the sake of doing what's right, you need to vote the people out that got us into this mess to begin with. Now, there were people from both sides of the aisle, granted, okay? Because somebody's going, well, you know, there were Republicans too. Yeah, there were. And anybody that supported the financial policies that got us into this mess doesn't belong being in Congress. They just don't. All right, well, I'll be over today at the Mission Barbecue over at West Waters. Hope to see you there. Jackie Chalito will be with me. Patrick Hyland will be with me. We'll have the Captain's Army guys over there. Maybe I'll have a surprise or two. Cynthia, you're invited. All right, we'll see what happens. Have yourself a great day, everybody. Remember, it's all about we the people here on this program. This is America, and you are Americans. God bless America.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.